That was bandleader Essam Bari practicing his meditation. Part of what makes Sounds of Kolachi so powerful is the way the band mentally and spiritually invests in it behind the scenes. The personal connection the artists have with their music stems from the natural approach they take to writing it. They refer to it as a jam session. Vocalist Iman Shahid said it's a unique process. They're driven by feeling rather than a traditional approach to songwriting. That was a preview of a jam session a few of the members gave when they visited a Music in the World of Islam class. Ethnomusicologist Michael Figueroa invited the group to show the more personal side of musicians to his students.
There's a kind of a distance that happens there between a performer and audience. They're seeing fellow humans and not simply what we might think of as a distant performer.
Music also exists in many everyday aspects of the band members' lives, such as weddings, rituals, and the following Muslim call to prayer. You can just hear the passion and appreciation for sound that leads to the sounds of Kolachi. In Chapel Hill, I'm Allie Yates.